USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian police say a man dressed in medieval clothing who wielded a bladed weapon on Halloween went on a rampage, killing two and injuring five near the provincial legislature in Quebec City, Canada. The five injured victims were taken to a hospital, and a spokeswoman there said they did not appear to be in danger. The suspect, a man in his mid-20s, was arrested Saturday in connection with the attacks and taken to a hospital for evaluation, a police spokesperson said. Daylight savings time has ended, so set your clocks back 1 hour. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Daylight savings time ends this weekend, so set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m., or fall back before bed Saturday night. High-tech devices like our phones should reset the time automatically. Just don't forget that clock on the stove or in your car. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
U.S. officials say a citizen of the United States who was abducted in Niger Tuesday has been rescued in a U.S. military operation in neighboring Nigeria. Philip Walton was taken from his farm in Masalata village in southern Niger by armed men who demanded ransom from the man's father. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, "Thanks to the extraordinary courage and capabilities of our military, the support of our intelligence professionals, and our diplomatic efforts, the hostage will be reunited with his family." A sad day for 007 fans.
Sir Sean Connery has passed at the age of 90. The Scottish actor is best known for playing James Bond, the first to bring the role to the big screen, and he appeared in 7 of the spy thrillers. His family confirms that he'd been unwell for some time and that he died peacefully in his sleep in the Bahamas. His career spanned 5 decades. Classics like The Hunt for Red October, Highlander, and he won an Oscar in 1988 for The Untouchables. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Glenda Marcassoni runs Heritage House Clocks in Dallas, Texas. She tells us with thousands of clocks in her store, they're all set at different times.
Since we don't have all the clocks in the store running, it's really not a big deal for us to change the time on them.
Her busiest time comes when people call her shop after they use the wrong hand on their clocks to change the time. Her tip? Be sure to use the long hand. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
NASCAR hits the small track of Martinsville Sunday. Driver Brad Keselowski talks Martinsville.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, you know, that brings a special lure to it, a lure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, you know, with that clock. And I know it means a lot to me. You know, I've won twice there. I've got one clock in my house and one clock in my office here. And, you know, they're very special, and it serves as a constant reminder of how big that day was to me personally.
USA Radio News.